Thus, commence their worship this afternoon with hymn number 804. Tune is out in 808. Ye lambs of Christ's fold, will ye weaklings in faith, who long to lay hold on life by his death, who fain would believe him and in your best room, would gladly receive him but fear to presume. Remember one thing, or may it seem deep, ere shepherd and king cares much for his sheep, to trust him endeavour. The work is his own. He makes the believer and gives him his crown. Thank you. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, continuing from verse 27 to the end. Luke 6, verse 27 to the end. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. He spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? He that cast out, even how canst thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built an house and dig deep, and laid the foundation in the rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Merciful Lord God, we do pray that thou wilt hear our petitions. We do pray that thou wilt indite prayer from on high, to truly seek for those blessings thou hast designed to give. And so we would, Lord, confess our sins. Oh, have need, Lord, to be given broken hearts and contrite spirits. We've come here this afternoon, Lord, with a humble hope for a continuance in the aid of the Spirit to preach the everlasting truth of the gospel. Lord, it is thy sheep hear thy voice. The goats will hear it by way of judgment, condemnation. Lord, we want evidences that we hear thy voice. Lord, it is only the gift of grace given that we shall be favoured and to be noted to be here. That we might come, Lord, with a desire to truly hear thy voice through the language of the gospel. Lord, free willers don't hear thy voice. It's only those that are called by thy free and sovereign grace that are brought to feel their loss and ruin. Brought to feel, Lord, that they are without hope in this present evil world of salvation. We cannot come in our own strength, Lord. We come, Lord, with a desire that thou wilt pour thy Spirit upon us, of grace and of supplication, that we might come with weeping and supplication, we might sow in tears, Lord, for the felt burden of our sin. If we know not the burden of sin, Lord, there's not much hope of us hearing thy voice. And so we do come and cast our cares and burdens upon thee, and pray for answers of prayer. Divine instruction, teaching from on high, not from man, from on high. Not our own feeling, Lord, not our own choosing a word, Lord, that suits our flesh. But we want to, Lord, know that thou hast chosen us in the furnace of affliction. Thou hast brought us into thy banqueting house because thou hast afraid of the water. We have no might against the great company that surrounds us and is in our hearts, Lord, because we are carnally minded, which is death. But the spiritual mindedness, Lord, is only those who are chosen vessels and shall be found, Lord, prepared for the end of their lives, and have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Or may we not, Lord, be left to ourselves to think that we are something when we are not, when we are nothing. But we clay in the potter's hand to make us a lump of honour, rather a lump of dishonour. And no might, Lord, against the company of devils that are around us, and sometimes inside us. And so we come this afternoon, Lord, to make us right and keep us right. Don't leave us, Lord, to be deceived by the adversary, walking about as a roaring lion, or as subtle as a serpent, seeking whom they may devour as creatures of the earth. And so, Lord, a very important matter with us is to know how the coast stands. And it's without imagination, casting down imaginations and every thought into the obedience of Christ, to truly honour him, worship him, and follow him as drawn by the course of man and by the band of his life. Lord, there's so much deception today in religion. There's so little of the work of grace. So few, Lord, that have been chosen by thee to follow them. And so don't leave us, Lord, we do beg of thee, to be tempted to think that we're right when we're all the time far away from the truth. Jesus said we should know the truth, but it's only his voice we shall hear if he tunes our ears to hear his voice by the Spirit's word. So do hear our prayers, Lord, and have mercy upon Zion. We know we minister brought low. We're countless so many places, Lord, even in this city, that think they're right. And all the while, Lord, it's a religion of the flesh. Lord, our only hope is in thee. young leaders to be building our hopes upon false foundations. But Christ may Christ be the rock of our salvation. We will grant then a reviving of the religion. There seems to be so little evidence in the day and age that we live in. But we here, Lord, want to hold fast to the truth as it is in Jesus. To be enabled to speak, Lord, of what thou hast done for our soul and not be left to imagination. To bring every thought then into the obedience of Christ. And have mercy upon our guilty man and nation, Lord. How few, Lord, attend the Son of Peace. How few, Lord, do attend, know anything of the reality of that religion of being born again by the water and the Spirit. So, Lord Jesus, do come. Do what this poor speaker shall speak in the afternoon, we do pray thee. Grant, Lord, that it might take root and bear fruit in the hearts of our hearers. We thank thee, Lord, for providential mercies. We still look to thee, Lord, to gather us round our word and feed our souls. We do beg of thee with those real evidences that it is the voice of the Lord that calls us to repent and gives us faith to believe. So, Lord, do undertake for us. Give all we ask in this and make up in giving when we find asking, Lord Mary, to be able to exhort Christ to lay the sinner low, that we might be prostrated in the dust, if so be, there might be hope of eternal life and salvation through the merits of Jesus, the only beloved Son of God, who is full of grace and full of truth. Hear us in these things, pardon our sin, for we ask you this for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 979, the Jews Malcolm 369. Jesus, those happy souls was blessed, who hunger for his righteousness, who seek the smilings of his face, and thirst for fresh supplies of grace. They cannot here contented live, on all the dainties earth can give. Their souls can feast on nothing less than Christ's eternal righteousness.
Thank you.
help me, Holy Grand, direct you prayerfully. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 6 and reading verse 21. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. We do need to take heed of the voice of the Lord as it's through his word, but we must not steal it as a thief or a robber and come up some other way. The blessings of the gospel are a great privilege to believers. We have to often say, why was I made to hear his voice? And the voice will be real. And the voice will make you tremble. And the voice will make you to seek grace to be still. And seek the Lord to give you divine instruction and teaching the way that he would have you to go. It isn't just hearing a voice through his word. It's having it fulfilled. Our steps must be ordered by the Lord. And there'll be evidences. And you'll meditate upon what the Lord has revealed to you in his word. You see, there's something in the world that is so simple, and yet it's the flesh. It's the flesh. You see, it tells you, he that believeth shall not perish. He tells you and me, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. But if you steal these promises, they will not bear fruit in your soul and mind. And this is an anxious thing that concerns any son or daughter of God by blessed adoption. Lord, I want reality. I don't want somebody to tell me I'm saved before I'm lost. I don't want somebody to say, oh, you've only got to read the word and believe it. It's only print on paper in the Bible. We value the Bible if it's been made a blessing to us. Whenever you know, you'll realize you're poverty stricken. You'll realize you're poor and you're needy for the Lord to reveal to you and me these precious promises of the yea and amen in Christ Jesus. You see, we've read here very plainly, hear that he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation built a house upon the earth. No foundation, the house will fall. But when the stream beat vehemently against it, it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. So it is with a believer. We've got to have evidences. We've got to dig deep. We've got to truly seek the Lord to confirm our souls with the eye of our understanding to understand the scripture. And so only the Lord can give you a hunger. Only the Lord can give you a thirst of righteousness. Only the Lord can awaken you from your dead works and your dead faith. Jesus is the author, and there must be evidences where if the Lord is the authorized your faith. In other words, he's spoken to you, and you may yet tremble too. Don't they say, that suits me, that word, to be hungry? No, it will be an evidence in your soul that the Lord has stopped you in your bad career, brought you out of the world and into the kingdom of his dear Son. And still you cannot say or read your title clear to these heavenly mansions, and they're seeing his love and his mercy grant you to feel that is the object of your soul's desire, Jesus crucified, and you'll be crucified to the world. And though the old man of sin still hangs upon these worldly things, and we realize so often that very few and far between are the real blessings of the gospel that are revealed to you and me. But you'll take hold, the truth is burnt into your very soul, that you want to feed upon fat things, upon wine, upon the lees, well refined, that you might feel, I am persuaded that I know the truth. Because, Lord, thou didst it. Thou awakened me. Thou removed the scars of my eyes. Thou unblocked my deaf ears. Thou opened my heart, that his sayings might sink down deep into my very soul. And then have a lasting effect, although they get beclouded at times by the enemy of their souls. And you know, where there's a blessing, the enemy won't be far behind. And so we have to prove. We have to pray, Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me the way everlasting, that I might know something of being fed. But he'll search you, he'll trouble you. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. And he applies that word. And he said, be still and know that I am God. And so there's a proving of all things. There's holding a fast of those things that are good. And there will be a little of this good treasure in your heart if the Lord's applied it. You won't have a false foundation like this man that built his house upon the earth. No, you'll be building it upon the rock. Christ is that solid rock. Blessed be his holy name. And oh, we are due to praise unto him for his great goodness in our lives. If so be, you've got concrete evidences that you've been born of God. And for the most people, I believe, that are true believers, haven't really got that sure foundation they want to hope they've been building upon. Building upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Dare not trust the sweetest flame, the holy lean on Jesus' name. And so we bless the Lord for his mercies. And we bless him that some of us are persuaded that we've had a hunger. We come prayerfully in our hearts with a desire to know him and to have more evidences that he has revealed his love to us. We'll have a testimony. Testimony of that awakening us from the dead, quickening us by his Spirit, and giving us that desire. We sang this afternoon, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, as Jesus inspires and bids us still see. What a mercy if we can come into the language of that hymn writer. That's a beginning, that's a start for you. And what a mercy if we feel that way. Because as you and I journey on through the wilderness, there'll be those further desires. There'll be that meditating upon him in thought, in the word, and you trust in due time indeed. Those indeed blessings when the Lord so favours you with those crumbs from his table and also those sips from the wells of salvation. For he says, ye shall be filled. This is a remarkable peace, really, isn't it? Blessed are ye that hunger now. You've not been fulfilled, but you shall be filled. This is the shell of the wills of Jehovah. For he says, as ye weep now, ye shall laugh. This is the blessed mercy when the Lord smiles upon you. And you feel that you can smile upon him as his love reflects from you back to him. because you love the Lord, because He has heard your voice and your supplication. You're persuaded that you have that union and communion with Him from off the mercy seat. He shall be filled. Oh, what a blessed promise this is to such souls as yours and mine, who seem to be so far removed at times from the last lesson. We're still longing to come again and touch your heart, confirm your soul, as He said, with signs following the preaching of this glorious gospel. As I said earlier, the prayer is not free will. It's free and sovereign grace, and by grace that you save through faith, and not of yourselves, as a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is faith which worketh by love. He works in your heart and mind, both to will and do of His good pleasure. And you bless the Lord for these evidences. And He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come. It's waiting for you and me to weep, and waiting for you and me to be filled, and waiting for you and me for Him to smile upon you. Smile upon the sacred pages of His Word when it illuminates a portion of Scripture. And you can lay claim to that Word. Lord, Thou didst it. Thou quickened me. Thou made a cry to mercy. Thou brought me back to Zion. Thou brought me back to the Bible. And it's been my meat and my drink ever since. Although a very forgetful reader and hearer, yet through the grace of God, you've been able to truly feel that the Lord has filled you. You've gone on your way rejoicing, with that felt peace at times, that peace of God which is so difficult to describe. When He showers down a blessing upon yourself, when He melts you down, when you look on and feel God's goodness that He's caused to pass before you mend the way, yet still you need more. Because none can keep alive their own soul, never will do. You might boast in and of yourself of what He's done, but oh, you know, if you're a true believer, you'll have nothing to boast of. But you'll bless and praise God for His great goodness that He has caused to pass before you in the way. So bless the Lord if you cannot beyond, get beyond hungry and thirsting and weeping, that He might wipe the eyes from off your face, as He will if you're one of His chosen vessels, and you'll have that abundant entrance at last into His everlasting kingdom. And yes, you'll find the enemies, as we touched on this morning, but nevertheless, you must be balancing of the clouds, and the Lord will bless you. You'll know what it is to say, I'm poor and needy, yet persuaded the Lord thinketh upon me. He says, I know the thoughts that I think toward thee, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Though we know we've got an expected end, but will it be in the right direction? Will it be in the right direction? Are you looking toward heaven? Or will you unmistakably find yourself in heaven because your religion has been false and you've been resting upon right doctrine? We know we speak of doctrines of free and sovereign grace, but what do you and I know of the dreadful state of mankind? All deserving an endless hell, all, each and every one of us, born in sin, shaken iniquity. If we live and die that condition, we should perish in our sins. But through God's mercy, we'll be made made to feel the poverty, and yet you're great need. Lord, thou knowest I am in need of thy blessing, of bringing my soul out of prison that I might praise thee, because you're led captive so easily by the devil and his agents in this present world. But through the mercy of God, you've been taught to trust the Lord for his faithfulness, to be your refuge and your strength, to be a very present help in your trouble, therefore will not be feared. And to be able to rejoice in that day that the Lord has granted you, that he's gone to prepare a place for you, and to come again and receive you unto himself, that where he is, he and I shall dwell forever. But we need that hope. We need that confirmation. We need that blessing of the Lord to enrich our soul. It's not what you've learned in the scriptures. It's what the Lord has applied. The entrance of his word giveth light, understanding to the simple. And it will keep you simple. You won't be full of self-righteousness and pride. You'll be humble. The Lord will touch your heart. It will humble you. Why me? Why me? You must rather lie in hell, or not salvation free. We know it's free. We know it's sovereign grace. But it's God's sovereign will to save his people from their sins. And so, won't we value the gift of repentance? Won't we value it? There's room for it. Repent and believe in me. Who can change his heart? God alone can change your heart, renew your will, and return your feet and mine to Zion's hill with a hunger, something real, something to satisfy the just demands of your soul. Jesus, reveal thyself to me, speak peace and pardon to me, say unto my soul, tell me with thine own lips that thou hast loved me. Not with you and me stealing from the word of God. Speak with thine own lips, Lord. Tell me what I'm in need of thee spoken to of, that I am born of God, and that my treasure is hold fast to the form of these sound words, that nothing you began to bring, nothing acceptable in your flesh and mind in the sight of God, but it's in that newborn soul. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Make it come to thee for dress, foul life. To the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. We need that plunging beneath that fountain of his shed blood, precious blood. Precious blood that cleanses the all sin, which is what you hunger for. You want to bear witness in yourself that you have been with Jesus, united to Christ, the true and the living God, flourishing in bare fruit in the courts of the Lord. These are the blessed characters. These are the blessed characters. It'll give you a spirit of meekness. Does it give you a spirit of humility? Nothing in your hand to bring, but everything to receive of the love of God, which is free and fixed on his own eternally. You can't change the will of God. What is appointed in your life and mine will come to pass. But if by the grace of God you'll be brought into his banqueting house, and he gives you a true token. It is the blessed gospel, the good news of salvation, and applied to your heart and mind, it'll comfort you. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. But it's this tarrying. It's this tarrying for poor believers, poor ministers. This is at the waiting upon the Lord to confirm their souls. Is a day of small things. But what is it? Well, it's not a small thing, is it? Your sins cancelled. Your sins washed away beneath the blood of the precious Lord Jesus. suffer, bled, and died for your sins and mine. This will humble you. This will humble you and me, dear friends, as you're brought for a hunger, for a witness of these things, that you shall be filled. Oh, to feel our cup being filled, running over with the love of Christ. For having loved his own that were in the world, he'll love you to the end. And you won't want to turn back. You won't want to be left, dear friends, for this Arminianism, which seems that says that even there are those that can be saved that are not in the covenant. What evil, dear friends, there is. What deception there is among many over the years. But all the true Calvinists will know what it is. He is defiled from head to foot. He's born in sin and shaped in iniquity. How can he save it? How can he change it? How can he alter it? How can he be delivered from it? It is your soul. The soul that can be saved. The soul that with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' love. That soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathing from God. You have to say, Lord, breathe upon my dry bones that they might live. Prepare me to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must have worked upon. It's all of thy free and thy sovereign grace. For I know this, that I have nothing to bring but sin and everything to receive if I am mine with the love of Christ. Because he's borne the curse away from you. He's bought you with a price. He's eternally loved you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. And you'll bless the Lord. You'll bless the Lord. O my soul, let all within me join and aid my tongue to bless his name, whose favours are divine. It might be presented perfect in that great day. The robe of Christ's righteousness covers all our sins, all our faults, all our backslidings, every sin that you've committed and sin that you've omitted. Yes, such is the love of Christ, which is so rich and so free. But he said, without me ye can do nothing. You're guilty, you're helpless without him. Telling you that he's intervened for your soul, that he has pleaded with the Father, that the blood that he shed on Calvary's tree has cleansed you and me from all our sins. There's a security. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity, mother in sin, did my mother conceive me, but blessed be the Lord. I have pay the price that is due to redeem me from the curse of the Lord. And he says, fear not, I redeem thee, I call thee by thy name, thou art mine. Oh, a precious jewel to be made up one day in heaven. Does this suit your soul, Lord? I do hope that we know something of this by experience, the poverty, and yet He is able to give you those durable riches, these solid joys, this lasting peace, that peace that he's afforded for sinners by shedding his blood on Calvary's tree. Blessed Jesus, what a mercy if we can feel a little united to him, having hungered, having wept, having mourned over our sin and yet after him. And bless you with the Lord. He comes back and said, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. You know what afflictions are? Afflictive dispensation. All these things he has me. And all these things are sanctified. Will work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And you'll be mindful of your need of the love of Christ, the blood of Christ, defend you. And so blessed are you that hunger. Oh, may we know this hunger. May we give him no rest until he establish us a praise in the earth. For vile that you and I are prepared to stand before his face. The Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of his free and sovereign grace. To be enabled to feel you have a little of this treasure in your earth and vessel, the essence of power may be of God and not of us. What a Saviour and what a mercy. It is, he saves unto the uttermost all those that come to God by him. So this is the blessing. As I said this morning, curses everyone that continues not in the whole book of the law to do the things that are contained therein. Blessed Jesus, if he has touched your heart, you will at times feel, what a failure child I am, but I'm not worthy of it. I'm not worthy the least of his blessings. But you have to say, take not thy spirit from me, Lord. Oh, grant that I might feel more and more to be in the spirit, especially in the Lord's day, to remember the Sabbath, to give him grace, to keep it holy. Have my ear bore to the doorpost to hear God, what God will speak unto me and turn not again to folly. We're so full of folly in nature. When the Lord gives you that grace of humility, he'll humble you before Almighty God, that you might be exalted in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Or where we need this real religion, then, to dig deep, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, he tells the Jews. Or disputing against you. In them you think you have. You want more than think. Just thinking rightly of Christ. Is he your prophet? Is he your priest? Is he your king? What think you of Christ? And so, in them you think you have eternal life. But your desire went up that I may know him. The power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his death. What a Saviour. And what a mercy if you have a little hope. Built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood of righteousness. Your wait upon the Lord. Your look for him to instruct you and teach you in the way that have you to go. Nothing else can satisfy a believer who's called by grace. Nothing else can satisfy. Give me Christ, or else I die. Oh, we have the other side to us, we know that. And a burden with it. But oh, what a refuge. The gospel makes known to be found in the merits of Jesus alone. And we bless and praise him, that we trust that we're not mistaken. He's given us a hunger. He's given us a time of weeping, that ye shall be filled, or ye shall laugh. Oh, it won't be laughing, dear friends, like the world's full of laughter and cackling, and all they think about is laughing. But this, dear friends, is in a sense smiling at the Lord. A time, dear friends, to love. And the time to feel the peace of God, the passing of the knowledge of understanding. Yes, you sow in tears, but you'll reap in joy when the Lord smiles into your soul and blesses you with an evidence you're born of God. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Blessed Jesus, but I see the time has gone. We must leave it there. May the Lord forgive all of this and bless his own word. Take us each home in peace and safety, meditating upon the fullness that resides in Jesus our King. never obliged to answer me. Amen. Let us conclude with him 1112, the tune is Saxby 409. Blessed are the humble souls that see their emptiness and poverty. Treasures of grace to them are given, and crowns of joy laid up in heaven. Blessed are the men of broken heart, who mourn for sin with inward smart. The blood of Christ divinely flows, a healing balm for all their woes. Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.